Hey guys, another episode. I'm coming in here with another episode of Sam's Awesomely Awesome Guide to Video Games. Today, like instead of last episode, we'll be focusing a bit on like Injustice and Bloons. For a few days, I might be making like daily episodes or something, or just something like that. Anyway, let's get on with it. So I actually just learned this hack from a video as well. Well, actually, no, it isn't a hack. It's just like an Easter egg glitch thing. If you go into the Candy Falls map for Bloons, then you, like, tap on the door of the house, then, like, the start of the waterfall that isn't the water wheel, then you tap the left forest, the, like, middle of the waterfall about, the water wheel, then the right forest. I think that's the right order. Don't quote me on that. You can get tiny towers, which just takes up a ton less space. It's a secret achievement called Golden Ticket, because Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I have no idea what that has to do with Candy Falls, and I didn't actually, like, see anything, so maybe they're, like, little worker candy minutes there. I don't know. I haven't seen, like, the movie, read the book, or anything like that. I just know that there's something called the Golden Ticket. You know, like, vibes. It's a very famous book. Anyway, now time for the next part. I'm pretty sure, inside of the map Adora's Temple, if you get, like, a Vengeful Sun God, which you need the one upgrade for it instead of monkey knowledge. This is there can only be one. It also takes an anti-balloon, a true sun god, and a Legend of the Night, along with a ton more money to get other things. You can just get it. Then it makes this secret, extra powerful form of Adora and turns the temple different entirely. Like, instead of gold, it's like black, and there's like red blood liquid or lava instead of water. This looks way cooler, and Adora is more powerful there. And I think that, what is it? Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that if you're inside of co-op mode, you can get up to 4 vengeful sun gods. Very interesting. So they should actually, instead of the one, they should call it the 4. However, I only have my friend Everett to play it with, unless, for some reason, some other people that I know had it. My little brother Jude also has wounds, one that just came in. So yeah. Anyway, stuff like that. Next time that Jude's on, if I get, like, 2.5 views, he'll do the next joke time. Alright. Also, Sam, newsflash up here. Also, we'll be doing it in Injustice soon after this, along with, like, basics inside of story mode and stuff. Back to you, Sam. Thanks, Sam. So, now I'll move on to some other stuff. This is, like, actual tips. It isn't, like, just, like, Easter eggs and stuff. If you ever want to do a Dart Monkey, you want the Crossbow Master, because not only can you get 2 of them if you get a certain monkey knowledge called, like, Twin Masters or something like that, it can auto-see camos, it fires crazy fast, so you can just get razor sharp shots, it can do crits, it has 2 insane range, and other stuff. If I get 2.5 views on this soon, I'll do a tier 5 tier list thing, and, you know, the basics. And that's all I really have to say, except for also another thing. If you want to get if you want to actually buy a hero, don't get Captain Churchill, because unless you plan on going crazy late game, he isn't really worth it, because just super expensive. I'd rather go with Azealy or, like, Benjamin. I always do Azealy, then my friend Everett gets Benjamin, who just gets so much more money. Benjamin enhances bank, so, and also, here's an overpowered strategy, so it's kind of a tip. Do this on the map Cubism. Get a Sorry, I just froze for a second. I just heard something that my brothers were doing. All right, so get a monkey Wall Street, then get a trade empire, and then what mean ever it called favorite trades is flavored trades, because the kids love the Kool-Aids. And if you have someone else then with you, then you can get up from 2 to 4 monkey Wall Streets, which just like mega enhances it. And also another tip for farming, two more tips. You'll mostly want marketplaces and banks, because they also like auto collect, and you don't want to waste monkey money on banana farms and stuff. So you'll just want to wait until you can like get it naturally. Then also the other final tip is whenever you get a monkey Wall Street, always get it with valuable bananas on, because not only does it give you more money, it also just like has a ton of things each game, and it might actually enhance your merchantman a bit more. Except then if you have a friend, they can get a one with greater production. Moving on to Injustice, starting with the story mode. Normally, the only heavyweight character that you would want to go is heavyweights that act like lightweights, like Cyborg, not Supergirl, because you don't have an option. Yeah, you want to go guys like Cyborg and stuff. Then, like, if you're really skilled with them, go to normal Swift characters over it, but I don't know. Then also, I think you would rather want to go Batman for the ending for it, because not only is he like just the good guy ending, and I think his ending's a bit cooler, because spoiler alert, he zaps Superman to the Phantom Zone. Then also it's just like easier to work with Batman, because he has like easier combos and stuff. Like Superman has more like throw combos and stuff. It's just like his B move, or if you're playing on the PS4, his O move just doesn't really do anything. Like, it makes him look a bit cooler, except like for a lot of the ones like that, it just like enhances the damage, or does poison damage, or like even for Deadshot's bullets, it freezes them at one point. And also his green bullets like intoxicate them. Even Flash goes crazy speed with it. And Supergirl and Starfire, they just like zap, 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 zap. I guess that could work for Green Arrow too. Yeah, and actually, someone might complain, oh, well, Green Lantern's B-move doesn't do anything. Actually, it does, because if you get this one, like, special ability thing, when he has his B-move on, it actually has this protective lantern shield on him. It's like the one that looks like when he, like, floats in inside of his little green orb, or another shader. And also, when you battle Brainiac for the first time, inside of like Injustice 2 for the story mode, it's way easier. It's kind of pointless telling you this, since you always have to fight him with Superman first. I was gonna say try doing Batman first, except you don't have a choice. I just forgot about that part. Also, unless you're, like, crazy good with him, never go Gorilla Grodd. And also, just to say, easily an XP farm, go into Endless Multiverse. Like, it just gets you so much loot for those characters. And it gives you great XP. And also, there's only one reason why I would ever, like, if I had a really good piece of common gear or rare gear, there's only one reason why I would take an epic piece of gear over it if I had a good enough character. The augments. It just, like, makes them so much stronger and stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure for Batman's, like, Mark 11 set, I'm pretty sure it actually makes him better at fighting Kryptonians. I think that's how it works. And, yeah, stuff like that. However, like, whenever you get a actual legendary piece of gear that isn't just epic, like legendary, you can only get it from legendary multiverse, I'm pretty sure. Except if you get like a legendary piece of gear, you're just like, bruh, I need to equip this. You need to. And normally you should try and create several loadouts. Sometimes I create like a best loadout, a best strength loadout, best defense loadout, and then just a like good looking loadout. Like just plain old good looking. I'm pretty sure I might have a few more tips. Oh yeah. Just to say, you should join my guild. Inside of the next episode I do, I think I'm actually going to upload it later today. Yeah, I think what I'm going to read my guild code in case any of y'all want to join. And just to say, it's on Xbox. So, yeah. Yeah, just in case, because right now it's only me and Jude inside of the guild. So, if you were joined, that would be greatly appreciated. My guild name is the Sam Master Ninjas. Guild motto, we are the night. Does it say if one thought I named it after the Minecraft song? I did, but I have no idea how it goes. Speaking of which, Captain Sparkles, subscribe to him. He's very, very good. So, also, time for jokes. I'm trying to think, what... So this is like Injustice 2 and Injustice 2 and Minecraft joke here. What is the multiverse 3 thing of a what is the multiverse 3 of a creeper? Since it's all opposites and stuff and that they're good, it's a good guy that is explosion immune, called the Stalker. Alright, again, my name is Sam Barney. Tune in, like, later today for another episode of the podcast. Be sure to get to my guild. Oh, and by the way, do not fail in Bloons. Save the monkeys. Get Bloons TD6! Goodbye.